And of course, we're hoping to be able to get some work here, which we have now, some industry on the harbor, you know. And of course, that's what we're working to. And of course, in the later years, they did learn more about farming here. They are more farming here now. There's a lot of soybeans being raised, and that's a new crop around here. Mm. Peanuts, and they're learning, they're getting equipment, they're getting big equipment to move it, you know, with this mechanical now. You don't have the horses used anymore. It's all done by big tractors. And they have people who are gathering these soybeans, they got so, you might say, modern way that they have these machines, air conditioned, you know, for further work. And they're getting more and more down. Now they got a farm organization here in the county now. It's got 1,500 members, Farm Bureau. And they're promoting not only the soybean growing, and they have a lot of them raised hay, you know. They're raising cattle. They have a lot of this getting to be a good cattle country. And on top of that, dairy. We have, we don't have as many dairies, but we have more of a mechanized dairy. You know, they milk the cow by these pumps, and they don't touch it with their hands till they never touch it. It goes all the way to the tank in the milk dairy, the dairy farm, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, to the creamery, wherever they're going to go with it, where they use it. You know, these trucks. I talked to a boy the other day, surprised me. He was just a local boy out there, had him a truck, contracting, hauling that milk, and his truck cost $50,000. How could he ever pay for that truck? I don't know, but he's making money, hauling milk, mm-hmm. contracting, hauling milk. And the truck cost $50,000 because it's aluminum, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a little much, you call it stainless steel.
Mr. Hash, you said you met your wife in Kill?
Kill, yeah, she came there to teach school.
Yeah.
1925, came to teach school.
And where were her parents from? Where was she from?
I think her parents they was from Alabama. She was really from Mississippi, but, you know, Columbus, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
But her folks were from Alabama, Tuscaloosa. You might have heard of that. Tuscaloosa. That's where Alabama, University of Alabama.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where her folks were from. Her mother was named Durrett, D-U-R-R-E-T-T. I guess that would be French, but there wasn't many Frenchmen up there. It was, that was her father's name, Durrett. I mean, her mother was, I forgot what her mother's name was.
She's Catholic also.
Yeah, but she wasn't raised Catholic. She raised Baptist. See, most uh-huh. people up in that area, most people in that area are Baptist, you know?
Uh-huh.
Around Columbus, Mississippi. That's right near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. See, Columbus is on the line.
Yes.
It's not far from Tuscaloosa. I'm going to be up there next week. We organize the Rivers and Harbor Association of Mississippi. That's another one of my free jobs.
Yeah.
We promote forward. And I'm going to stay a week in Columbus. She's going to go home. She's outlived all her kinfolk. She's got no more kinfolk, but she's going to see some of her old friends. And we're going to go and inspect the locks on the Tom Beebe. They're going to give us a site.
The river?
The Tom Beebe River is a... The Tennessee Tom Bigby project is going to lift the with locks from Mobile to the Tennessee River, and the Tennessee River flows north. It's unusual, you see. So when you come down the Mississippi River with a big tow, you're coming down with the current, and whenever you turn around to go back, you've got to fight that current going back.
Mm-hmm.
This time we're going to let them come around through the coast and come on up to Mobile and go up the Mobile River. And then go up to the locks, and you're going to lift them to the Tennessee River. It's 400 feet above that is down here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're building now, and it's near Columbus. Tom Bigby River, Columbus, Mississippi, is on the Tom Bigby. And what